Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. You heard the minister say, this that you're participating in has no future. None. And this is what we're discussing on our show tonight and always: the future of black people in a separate community, communities that we control, the communities that we supply and maintain and defend. And so this is the show where we talk about things that, in ways that not everybody wants to hear. There's certain things that we don't like to do, certain instructions we don't like to follow or talk about. And one of them is, for example, the ministries, the nine ministries of the Nation of Islam. Why do I say that we don't necessarily like to follow that instruction? Well, I would like someone to call on the callers to say, wherever mosque or study group they're going, attending, let us know how many ministries you have active. I need that inspiration. I want to hear that there's a mosque in whatever region where focus is being put on the ministries. What I'm saying is that's one of the instructions that Minister Farrakhan gave us, and you can tell that we don't necessarily want to follow it, because it doesn't appear, based on my humble assessment, that we are really following it and implementing it as it was presented to us. Number two, building our own communities. The minister told us in 2017 at the Justice, not Justice Sales, but you all know what I'm talking about. The minister told us at the Day of Atonement that we need this separation or death. He told us that there is separation or death. Well, did he mean that spiritually? Did he mean that figuratively? Did he mean it mentally? Or did he mean it physically? My take on it, and call in and give me your feedback on it and give me your take on it, is that he meant all three. And so as a people, as a nation, and we are separated in terms of our culture, and we're separated in terms of our mindset. We know who our enemy is. We don't want to socialize with them, and we're striving as much as possible to avoid having to have the contact with them. But physically, what efforts are being made in a group and organized way to actually separate, to have communities, to have gated communities, to have areas where there are Muslims? What discussions are taking place? I'm not going to be so disrespectful to assume that no one's discussing it. Only Allah knows who's discussing it. But I want to hear about, you and your groups, your mosque, your study groups, or your circles. What are you all doing? How are you strategizing to etch out an area of your city, or to leave to go to a city where you can do that? We want to hear about that. It's inspiring to me. It's inspiring to our listeners. Last week we had on Brother Kamal Muhammad. We had on Brother Kamal from the Detroit Mecca Project. And what Brother Kamal is encouraging believers to do is to invest in Detroit, which is our Mecca. And what he is encouraging us to do is, while property is affordable there, to purchase property and to start to build community. It's doable there. That's the area that Minister Farrakhan encouraged us to take control of. So Brother Kamal has shared his vision and his methods to do that. We've also had Brother Leroy on the show, and he actually talked about how it was prior to 75 in Detroit, how we had streets that were pretty, for the most part, ours, where we had businesses, schools, and people would change, would slow their roll when they came in our area and put their cigarettes out and change their language because they knew this was the Muslim, the Nation of Islam area. That's what we need again. That's what we need to have now. And so how do we get these things? First, we start having discussions. We have discussions about it. Second is we need a way to implement that and work toward it. And in my humble opinion, that's what the ministries do. That's what the nine ministries do. The nine ministries address every aspect of a sovereign nation. And while we are a nation in a nation, we need to be working on these aspects, because we don't have our physical nation now, but we need to start working on it. And so I see that our brother Dr. Rishi is rescuing me, and I'm going to bring brother on right now. As-salamu alaykum, Dr. Rishi.
Well, alaykum salam. Yes, that's right. I'm rescuing you.
Before I put my foot in my mouth, say something. Get this out of trouble.
No. Because I was gonna wait for other people to call in. When you had Brother Kamal on, people called in. I heard the whole show. People called in, so I didn't get involved. Okay, I wanted to hear what he had to say, what they were thinking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But this time, I saw you. I saw you peeping the show, and I was like, okay, Dr. Rishi, okay, he hasn't pressed that one yet. Any minute now. I noticed you never did press the one.
No, because there was a caller after caller after caller, and the questions were interesting, and the answers were interesting. So if there was a slow spot, I would have. But I learned a lot by just listening. To the questions and the answers. It was a great show, and tonight when you were talking about those ministries, I mean, that's my thing. I mean, if you talk about being free, you got to have these ministries, because that's how other countries run. they have the Ministry of Agriculture, the Ministry of Education,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
the Ministry of Art and Sciences, Arts and Technology, all that. They have ministries, okay? They have ministers, and these are not preachers. These are administrators. That's where the word minister comes from, administration, to administer. And so when the minister did a referendum at the Millions More Movement and asked, are we ready for these ministries, he called out each one, and the people said yes. Well, that's the beginning of government.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beginning of governance. That's the beginning of nationhood, when you are taking responsibility for each facet of your
mm-hmm.
of your life and of the community's life, and then you together lay out directions, and that's governance. And so that was the beginning of nationhood, if we had followed. If we had followed. But we didn't follow. We didn't follow, evidently, because we don't want nation. Okay? We've been put to sleep. We've been in his world, and we are comfortable in his world, until something like, you know, Nipsey Hussle gets killed or somebody gets killed, then all of a sudden we're all crying and jumping up and saying, what we going to do? Separate. That's what you were supposed to have done. You're supposed to set up the ministries so that you would have something for everybody to do. We get young people joining the nation. When they come in, what is there to do? You know, once you learn how to cook and clean, that's good. And then once you, brother, you learn how to sell, that's good. But then what mm-hmm. do you do? You know, we all have gifts and talents, and we have inclinations for everybody to do in a nation. But we come into the mosque, mm-hmm. and it's a church, because nothing else is going on except preaching and applause and bearing witness.
Now, Dr. Richie, could it be said that we're not ready yet? Could it be said that, you know, we're just not ready to implement it yet? That's why it's not being implemented?
Well, I don't know. Sister Ann's shaking her head over here. I don't know what's on her mind. But we should be ready.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't want to say how come we aren't ready, except we just sorry. I don't know. Sister Ann, you want to comment?
Well, the minister told us to start the ministry. If he did not think we were ready, then we would not be ready. But since it was his instruction, I would say we are ready. We just have to learn how to go about doing that. One of the things I see that we can do is everybody has in their community
we lost you, sit there.
Lord, you've got
we're having trouble hearing you. We're having trouble hearing you.
Pardon?
Well, we're having a lot of difficulty hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll call in on my phone after this. But anyway, can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now, ma'am.
Okay. Well, anyway, when we start meeting with these different entities in our community, as Dr. Ruth is saying, that's the beginning of governance. We have to find out what is going on and take part in that. And we can no longer be sitting on the sidelines waiting for things to happen to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are ready, but we have to have some instructions on how to move out now.
And on that note, we have a caller that apparently is interested in what we're talking about. I'm going to open the caller's mic. Caller with the last four digits, 4644. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Pianchi and calling from the Midwest. But on this discussion, time to leave, separation, preparation. And I got two questions. I hear people saying we. Jess, specifically, who is this we? And more importantly, what is this separation going to look like? I mean, I can understand the preparation because people prepare for things that never happen. But If it did, who is the we that's going to participate? And what would this curtail look like as far as location, such and such and such and such?
Very good question. Dr. Richards, at the end, you all want to start off?
Well, you know, the we is, number one, is you black? And number two, do you want to be with black folk? If the answer to number two is that you don't want to be with black folk, you want to stay with white folk, then you're not included in the we. That's the we, is those who are willing to separate, who want to go for their self. Now, where is it going to be? Mr. Farrakhan said 8 states. He didn't say which state. Donald B. Elijah Muhammad was asked that question by a reporter, and he said, when we sit down and talk with the government, then we can decide on which states. Now, what's going to bring the government to the table? This is the hell that's going on in America right now, the floods, the insurrections, the fighting between white and white, the complete dismantling of the government. They're not able to govern themselves anymore. So we are wise ones would run for cover because America is falling. There are some who want to stay with America, thinking that America is going to get itself back up. It's always going to be a number one. And there's those of us who are preparing to leave her. Now, which cities, which states, do you want me to tell you exactly where we're going to go? So that those who own the property can jack the price up? Or should we tell you exactly where we're going to go so they can do like they did to Africans when the colonialists left Africa and blew all the factories up, tore up all the roads? So do you want me to tell you exactly where we're going to be so the enemy can jack the prices up and at the same time destroy the infrastructure so there'll be nothing worth buying when we get there? Whether you know it or not, the process is already happening. It's called a reverse underground railroad. Over the last 10 to 15 years, over 500,000, going on to be 1 million now, people have already left out of the big cities, and they're going back south to the southeastern states where we came in and built it up through our slave labor. So as quiet as it's kept, the separation is already happening. People are going back buying land. They're going back taking the land, the relatives have and about to sell. Instead of that, when they retire, they're going back to those homelands and getting them set up. So the reverse underground railroad is already taking over the southeast. So does that answer your question?
Well, you may mention that blacks that want to live with whites, I think blacks, quote unquote, consider themselves as American citizens. And they live where they prefer to live. You know, on the trek back to the South, people that work and retired move back to the South because of the convenience and cost of living, ideal temperature, and so on and so on and so on. But I have a winter home in the South. And, you know, getting back to the we again, in St. Louis, you have Mars number 28, which is ran by Donald Muhammad. You have Muslims, member of the Nation of Islam, who rather send their children to Brother Ibrahim's school on Garrison and Natural Bridge for high school. They send their kids to Cardinal Ritter, which is a Catholic high school, and also CBC, which is way out in West County, which is another Catholic high school. So apparently this we is not doing that themselves, which
no, no. I didn't say we Muslims at Mosque number 28 in Cleveland and in St. Louis. I didn't say we Muslims. I said we. Now, there are Muslims who might want to stay. Well, they can stay. There are Muslims who have not been able to make things happen in their city because they're not properly working together as brothers and sisters.
Well, then that leads to another question.
Don't mean they would weep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that leads to another question then. You still are talking about a specific group of people that have a like agenda that want to participate in that like agenda. Now, as far as which state is concerned, if you go to another state, you're still going to be living within the United States. You're not going to have your own separate water sewer company nor electrical. Your electrical company is going to be from somebody else. Usually that's already has it established. Would you say not?
Let me explain something to you. Many of your big cities don't own their water systems anyway. Many of your big cities don't own their bridges anymore. They don't own their parking anymore. So what you call America is already been sold out. The yellow man is buying up America. Yes, it's true. When we go to these areas, the infrastructure is there. And over time, we can purchase that infrastructure once we have the economics to do so. But let me explain, America is for sale and being sold out. When Donald Trump leaves, ain't going to be hardly nothing left to belong to America. It's being sold off. Check me out.
So
what you call America, what you call America is already hollow.
All right, I hear what you're saying. Yes, but you know, you raise another question. You say that this we is going to have enough capital to buy out a power generating company.
I said in the future. You have to build to that. But you can't build to that until you begin the process of building to that. I didn't say right now. I said as we grow economically, we will be able to take care of those facilities. But first, we got to get together and develop an economy.
Well, then you pose another question. This is the last one about this get together. Unless you have a like agenda with someone, then people are just going to transverse around neighborhood, states, and country just like normal citizens. But being that this is going to be way out in the future, well, I won't be here to witness.
I didn't say way out in the future instead of us coming together. I said in terms of us being able to purchase those infrastructure pieces, the roads, the buildings, the water systems, et cetera, to have enough tax base to carry those things. Now, those things are carried by the tax base. So once you have a community and you have community economic development, then you tax yourself to pay and keep those things going. But first of all, you have to establish the community.
All right, well, it sounds like you're going right back to square one. But good luck to you anyway. I'll be watching.
Good luck to you, my brother. Good luck to you. May Allah bless you, the white folks. See you. Peace.
Well, come down south and enjoy my winter home.
Thank you for your call, Brother Bianchi. Please continue listening and call in, and thank you very much.
No, I really appreciate the brother's candidness and the type of question he's asked, because I hear this quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where is it going to be at? When y'all get started? Well, things start from where things start from.
Right.
You're trying to find those people with like minds and get us to move together in certain locations so that we can build. That's what we're searching for. We understand everybody not coming, and we don't want the people who don't want to come. We are just trying to find that coalition of the willing. However, Minister Farrakhan, when we decided to have this blog talk program, he said we can do it, but he said it don't matter what we do. Allah is going to force it. So we keep hanging around. We're going to find out what that force means. And it ain't going to be pretty.
Mm. Yeah, you know, we're so used to having Caucasian people provide everything for us. We really don't think black people, either now or any time in the future, can actually have communities that are separate.
Well,
but we've had them in the past, and we have everything it takes to make it in the future.
Yeah, we had it in the past. It's over the last 40 to 50 years, under this false belief in integrating into the white man's world, that we lost our ability to take care of ourselves. We lost our carpentry. We lost our fixing the cars.
Mm-hmm.
We lost everything running after those soft jobs in the corporate America. And then they took all those jobs across the sea. Now we don't have the jobs, we don't have the work ethic, and we don't have the skills. So now mm-hmm. we are afraid to separate because we feel that we can't do it. But when we came out of slavery, we did it. We did mm-hmm. it over and over again. Every time they throw something at us, we get up out of it. But the thing that they threw at us that is the hardest thing to get out from under is fake love from those white girls to our black men, and now the white men to our black women, and these easy jobs and air conditioning. And now they took the whole thing is falling apart, and we're still trying to hold on to what does not exist anymore. This is why I pointed out to the brother that the parking spots in Chicago, it's not even owned by the city of Chicago, the meters. It's so many pieces that have already been sold. The water systems been sold to corporations all over the world. And so we
ports,
are just being
ports.
Sucked dry, so-called Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of are you going to stay here and continue to fall with America, or are you going to try to pull out and do something for yourself? I'd rather die trying to do something for myself than to sit here like a sucker and wait on the cuffs to come, or the bullets to come, okay, or the soldiers to come down the street, or like they're doing on social media, they just threw me in Facebook jail again because I said something they didn't like. So we can stay here and try to get along with these people and then get upset when they show their teeth instead of us going and trying to do something for ourselves. And then
yes, sir.
The brother trying to insinuate that the Muslims aren't doing what they should be doing. We agree. Many of us are not doing what we should be doing. But does that mean
right.
that what we should be doing is incorrect? Or does that mean that we have not shown the fortitude to do what we know we should be doing?
And, Dr. Vision, you must have said something to hit a note because we got the board. We got two people who want to come on and make a comment and ask a question. Okay.
Yes.
Caller with the last four digits, 7359. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sister Niambe in St. Louis. So I thought it was interesting that Brother Pianchi is on the line. I'm not sure who got him on the line, but I do know him personally. He's I've known him for a long time. He's a pretty active brother in the community. But what Brother Pianchi is speaking of, which I'm sure at least Dr. Ridgely is aware of, he's speaking to a mindset that is prevalent in this city. I have taken it upon myself to really involve myself actively in Project Separation here in the city. And, I mean, I'm the only person. Nobody else is really interested in Project Separation, it seems. So, and we also live in a city that is extremely racist. White folks' attitude here is, you know, don't come staring at my nigger. I have, and because as soon as I started working on Project Separation, then they started messing with me, you know, stealing things. I had an entire vehicle stolen. And but what he's speaking to is a mindset that is prevalent here. And so those of us who are interested in separation, they really have already left here pretty much. Now, there may be people who don't yet know about our desire to separate. But we had Sister Ava here. We had a town hall meeting. We've collected a lot of signatures. But, you know, we have yet to see those who actually are showing real interest in separation. So I just wanted to kind of speak to that.
Well, thank you, Sister Niambi. You know, as you're doing your trial or attempts in terms of you trying to get free so you can move, you know. Other people are faced with those same things, but yet they don't have a burning desire to make it happen. You know, unfortunately, we are so tied to trying to protect and save the few things that we have. You know, the house, which is more likely a note, the car, the job, trying to put our children in school. You know, we're so busy trying to not lose what we have already gained that it's hard for us to let go. And that's a good trick that the enemy played on us. So we know those who do actually make that move are some tough people, like Brother Carlson and Sister Majida and her sister and mother and daughter, who made the trip from Oakland and came into Braunwood and bought a home and now have businesses. That's a big move they made, and they're being blessed, but it was tough. And people are soft. You know, it's easy to bear witness to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as taught to us by Minister Farrakhan, because it's the truth. It's easy to bear witness, but then when it comes to out on that, that presents a measure of difficulty. And there's an easier way to do it now. This is why Minister Farrakhan said that Allah is going to make us separate. So Allah is going to take away that comfort zone. You know, the minister said that with an eagle puts thorns in the nest. As the baby eagles get older, the weight of the baby eagles, those thorns stick them in the butt. So after a while, they can't take it no more, so they jump out and try to fly. Well, unfortunately, we will have to be stuck in the butt. And once we get enough pain, we'll move. But right now, we're kind of comfortable. Except for those who have a burning desire to do what Allah came for us for, which was to separate and have our own, those who have that burning desire will continue. But the rest of them are just spectators watching to see what we go do. If we make it happen, then they're going to come looking for their peace. Where's my spot? And we'll have a spot for them, so it'll cost them. All right? But we're looking for the adventurers, the pioneers, because we're trying to build. And thank you very much, Sister Nyambe, for helping us out with fighting these devils here in Terrell County. Assalamu alaikum.
Sister Nyambe, do you want to keep? You want to stay on the line, Sister Nyambe? You know, to our listeners, she's one of our time to leave members. Do you want to keep your mic open, Sister Nyambe?
Sure. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, we got another caller. Caller with the last four digits, 7769. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is the North Muhammad at Covenant. How are you?
Oh,
yeah,
fine.
I would like to talk about separated too. But you are right. It is the truth. Ever since I'm coming up, and you know, every time you look around, people lose their property, get laid off the job. They don't know what they want to do. We do need separate. Okay, why we need separate. I'm over here in Mile. I don't like to be around people telling good, make do. It's dangerous. We do need separate. Okay? And you can't even walk down the street. That's why a lot of people get killed every day. And you got a lot of nursing home, hospital, eating the wrong food and everything else. They don't know what they want to do. If I want to separate, that means I got to make my mind up what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
yes,
That is the truth. Because we ain't got no good food here in America. Every time you go to a white man's store, they be hiding the good food and put all the bad food. They know black people come in the store. They want you. And they hide other stuff. They don't want black people to have good food at all. You hear me? That's why they sell the bad food, favor law, all that. That stuff ain't no good. You understand what I'm saying? We want the best food for us. Allah created a heaven and earth for us. You boy have our own home. We have our own land. And we need to go back. Okay? If some people don't want to follow Allah, if Allah cares, you need to separate, you got to separate. They got to make up their mind. and what they want to do. If they can't find and no but the death, cemetery, and jail, they don't understand. That's why we lose a lot of children. We lose a lot of people.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? We do need separation. Yes, we do. And we need our own community. We need our own store. We need our own car. We need our own meal. We need everything. That's all the way you're going to live long. That's right. As long as you live in the white folks' stuff, you cannot depend on a white man. You got to depend on us. Now, ask Allah to help you. How can
that's
I right. get a home? How you open up a store? That's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wish my family there. Yeah. We all need to. If you don't want to follow Eli Muhammad, if you don't want to follow Mr. Falcon, if you don't want to follow Allah, you're going to end up being in a nursing home, you're going to end up in the hospital, and white folk call you, think you the bill, say your house no $1,500 a month, and your check is $700 a month. They get rid of you. They don't care about us. They've been doing it ever since I was coming up. I be watching, I be studying. And I'm going to tell you something else, because the white man go right behind the bush, trying to rape some black girls. That's what they do. They do that every day. That's true. We do need separation.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want to separate, that's on them. That's all I can say.
Make it plain.
And that's
thank
what me
you.
And my, that's right. Me and my sister, we study. We talking about it. Because she said she went over and look at the house, and the white people across the street come out and say, you ain't supposed to have this. They'll never mind their own business. They don't want black people to get around here. It don't make no sense. They've been doing it. It ain't new. That's what Eli Muhammad said in that book. Outdoor rape and everything. That's all it is. Everything 464 years.
Praise be to Allah.
You know
sister,
that's
thank
too
you.
Long.
Thank
yes,
you
yes,
very
yes.
much for calling in and giving that comment. And, you know, I hope our listeners are paying attention because sister is giving some good wisdom. So please keep listening and keep calling in, all right, sister? All right. As-salamu alaykum.
What a client.
Anybody have any comments on what our sister was sharing? Some deep wisdom with us?
Well, the main thing the sister was bringing forth is that we know our living conditions where we are not ideal. Like she said, many of us can't come out of our homes. We're worried about being robbed. We're afraid to leave our homes for fear of somebody coming and robbing the home. The drugs that they brought into the communities in the 80s and 90s have destroyed the fabric of our community. And yet, because we have a few trinkets that we're holding on to, we still want to hold on to those trinkets at the loss of our life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if I was the enemy, I would do exactly what he's doing. I would promise you everything and give you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's doing. He allows a few to make a lot while the majority are dreaming and dying at the same time. He's good at technology. We have to decide
yes, sir.
On what's real and what we're going to make real.
Yeah, and also, one of his strengths is, well, I don't know if I want to call it that, is what he does. He, you know, is very good at, as you said, Dr. Ridley, tricking us into viewing him as a savior. But because we are not actively seeking out information, you know, we're fine. We're very comfortable with what he provides. You know, when it comes to education, as Brother Bianchi brought up, instead of, because all across the country we have schools, but our schools are not able to compete with other schools because we don't support our schools in the way that we could. You know, we complain about what we don't have or what this isn't, or instead of providing the support necessary so that comfortable sending our children to our schools. My children are homeschooled by an MGC here, and I don't care if her school and a public school were the only two schools left in my city, I would choose her school, and I would support her school. Sending my children to the enemy school is just not an option. And then when it comes to the food, we do not know that. Unfortunately, too many of us are unaware of exactly what it is that we're purchasing and consuming, because we're not actively seeking the information. You know, we think that shopping at the grocery stores is safe. We think that if we're vegan, we're safe. We think that if we're vegetarian, we're safe. And none of that is true, because all of their food is poison. And as Dr. Richley and I have talked about on social media, I mean, it's getting worse. I mean, now they're growing foods without growing meat, without the use of animals, and calling it clean meat. You know, if you don't know the language, if you don't speak well, then you can easily be deceived. The plant-based things are processed, and people think that because it's plant-based that it's okay to eat, when it's not. It's very much processed. But again, there's another, there's the language that they're using to deceive the people into thinking that what they're purchasing and consuming is healthy, and that nothing could be further from the truth. So the time is here where my mindset is I need to be foodie, because if we're at that time where, I mean, we just cannot trust them. We cannot trust them to provide us with food. So, I mean, we're living a real science fiction, a real chemistry project, a real live science fiction chemistry project. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is Naomi. First of all,
sir,
let me commend you for what you just said about your children's education.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is, you know, we be real here on Blog Talk. Well, at least I try to be real. I could be wrong, but I be trying to be real. Okay, here's a dilemma that people have about sending their children to a Muslim school. Is he going to be able to get a job in the white man's world? Is a Muslim school preparing my child to get a job in the white man's world? Because I don't have a job for my child. Neither am I going to put my money together with other Muslims to set up a business to have a job for my child and their child. All I'm going to do is work for my retirement and get my Social Security. I ain't going to set up nothing. So I have to look out for my child, and since I ain't going to set up nothing, and a white man has a job, and I send him to a Muslim school and they learn all that Islamic stuff, are they going to be able to get a job working for the white man? Are they going to be able to get into college? And when they get into college, what are they going to study? They're going to study something for them to get a job working for the white man.
Right. That's success.
So that's success. So until we begin to build our own, now the science of that, let me go back to 1962 in the Committee for Economic Development on what they did to run the people out of agriculture. And starting in 1962, the plan, they said they will stop teaching vocational agriculture in the farming areas. Okay? Then they said they'd give scholarships to farm children to study anything but agriculture. Therefore, when they got their four-year degree, there's nothing for them to go home to, because there's no place there for that skill set they got. They did that with agriculture. Now they're doing with every skill set, to where your child goes away to college, they don't never come home. They get run all over the world running after that dollar bill with the corporations. This is complete destruction and warfare they're doing it with. This is what they said it did to the children of Israel with being captured and taken to Babylon. That didn't happen, but it's happening to us. And we're being scattered and torn apart from our communities to where we never go back, because we've been trained to work for the enemy, and the enemy moves us around the country and the world every 5 years on them corporate jobs. See, this is war. So thank you, Sister Nyambe, and other sisters and brothers who have the internal fortitude to say, mm-hmm. I want my child taught by someone like me.
That's
and
right.
I will make a way for my child.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Dr. Rizzi. And we got a caller that's obviously enjoying the conversation. Caller with the last four digits, 9595. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller with the last four digits, 9595. Are you on mute? Take your phone off mute because your mic is open.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. I was on mute. This is Brother Gerald calling out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Gerald.
Wa alaikum salam, family. And I want to commend you, Brother Carlton, on the job that you're doing. And also, I got a chance to listen to the last week's broadcast, and it was real uplifting and inspiring. I just wanted to make a little comment on the ministries, the nine ministries. You know, when a sale first is created or made, it starts out in a germinal phase. And at some point in time, it starts to differentiate. It might go and it might be a blood sale at a certain point in time, or another sale might be a lung sale. But at some point in time, it takes on a specific role, a specific character. And what's happening with us, keeping it real, I feel, is that we come in and we join the belief, and we come in a germinal cell as a germinal cell, but a lot of us never differentiate into those special fields that will give us this happiness, that will give us our happiness. And so the thing about that is, if we were ever given an opportunity to go into to differentiate like the nine ministries, I think our happiness would be found in that. I know mine is. I'm a happy believer, you know, working out in the Ministry of Agriculture. But I wanted to say that it appears as though we are not taking on that differentiation process, and it's also, keeping it real, it's like it's not even encouraged to take on that differentiation process, that specializing into those ministries. And that's just an observation. And also, can you imagine what the Ministry of Agriculture could do if it was not really forced? The Minister of Agriculture is being forced to take on these other ministries that could be there to assist, if you understand what I'm saying, the trade, the commerce, the defense, the education, all these different pieces. And but it has to start first with the farm, with the food, with the farm. And I think it's going to work out. That's just the natural progression that's taking place. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Gerald. And I'm glad that you were very specific, you know, in terms of you found your happiness in the Ministry of Agriculture, and you and your wife are working out in it. You've already developed a product and a second product that you're shipping through the Staple Goods Project, and so you're developing a future for yourself and your grandchildren. Now, those other ministries, they are there. The minister called them out, but
right.
It's believers who are sitting back not doing things, okay? I decided to do it. The minister said, Dr. Ridgely, I want you to be over the Ministry of Agriculture. And in 2002, I went up there to his farm, and we developed our mission statement, and we've been rolling ever since. Now, other brothers and sisters should have done the same thing. They should
have
gone to the minister and said, Brother Minister, I want to do this. Help me out. Tell me what I need to do. Okay? But a lot of people are just, they're not, you know, they're waiting to be, how can I put this? Discovered.
Mm.
Instead of them
instead of them discovering themselves. They're waiting for Minister Farrakhan to look out over the crowd and point them out and say, "You there. Yes, you, brother, you, sister. I see that you are this. I'm going to give you a holy name. Now you become head over this." See, that's what we're waiting on. Instead of us saying, what do I want to do? I hear these nine ministries. What part of it fits me and what I want to do? All right, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to let y'all know how it's going. And I'm going to get others with me. But no, we're waiting to be discovered instead of us discovering ourselves and putting ourselves to work underneath the tasks that Minister Farrakhan has laid it out. He laid out the nine ministries. We have to find out who we are and put ourselves to the task of making those things work so we can build a nation. We have naysayers like the brothers from St. Louis who are looking around watching us and saying, "I don't think y'all believe in it. I don't see y'all doing nothing." And the way it looks, and they seem that way. However, unfortunately, there are people doing stuff not in the nation who used to be in the nation or who are still in the nation but ain't letting nobody know what they're doing.
Yes, sir.
Because there's elements inside the nation who be trying to block you. Don't forget.
Right.
The people who come in, the same people who can't, in other words, just because you put on a bow tie and a headpiece don't mean the nigga ain't still there.
Yes, sir.
Okay? I fight nigga in myself on a regular basis. I fight the brown germ in myself on a regular basis. I know it still exists. So it exists in all of us. But some of us has allowed that to dominate our behavior to where we become the problem. We become the problem. So we have to look at self and get ourselves out of the way of self and get ourselves out of the way of our brother and our sister and just look at how we can help one another so we all can become the God that Master Farad Muhammad came over here looking for.
Yeah, it's going to be now. Well,
praise be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Gerald, for that insight. Yes, we're having a lively show tonight. And what I'd like to do is we're down to the last 7 minutes. We still have time. And if you're listening to the show, if you're enjoying this conversation, you still have time to press the 1 on your keypad to ask a question and make a comment. But say whether you agree with what we said, disagree, or you have a question. Feel free to press the 1, and within the last 6 minutes and 45 seconds, we can squeeze you on. So, praise be to Allah. So, the ministries, these are this is the way that within the nation can express ourselves. Yes, sir.
Brother Carlton, you're not a farmer,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. I'm not a farmer, correct.
Why did you choose the Ministry of Agriculture?
Because to me, it was I looked at all the ministries shortly after the minister announced them. There was activity buzzing among the ministries. And in my sphere, the one ministry that was not getting the attention, and to me, it was the most important because it was dealing with food, was the Ministry of Agriculture. They were doing the Ministry of Defense. They were doing Ministry of Education. They were doing Ministry of Arts and Culture. They were doing Business and Commerce. We all had a post there, but nobody was doing Ministry of Agriculture. And my position was, this is crazy. I mean, we got to eat, and there's nobody wants to do Ministry of Agriculture? And I said, I'll do it, even though I never planted a thing in my life.
So wait a minute. Now, those other ministries that were so active, are they still active?
No. they just fell to the wayside.
Well, come on.
They became active on Savior's Day, though. I saw people I didn't see do anything during the year, but with Savior's Day, I saw them on stand like, hey, I didn't know they were still doing that.
So in other words, there's a lot of hoopla on all the ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Except the Ministry of Agriculture. So you've joined the Ministry of Agriculture, and now it's only the Ministry of Agriculture that's still moving, and all the rest of them just fell by the wayside.
That's ironic, to say the least.
Now, whose fault was that?
I would say our own. I would say our motivation, our motive may not have been genuine.
Well, see, Well, for whatever reason, like you said, it's our own fault. Because you and Sister Majita, okay, y'all stuck with the Ministry of Agriculture, right? Now, the
yes,
other
sir.
People, they had a chance to stick with what they had. Now, you know you all have had problems, right, with leadership
yes,
and other things, right, other believers. You've had problems, but
yes,
you all
sir.
Are stuck with it. So that means that other people can't use the excuse that they didn't get the support that they wanted from the local ministry or local captain or whatever. They can't use that as an excuse because you all had problems where you were at, but you all stuck with it. So this comes down to Master Farah Muhammad came over here not to be worshipped. He came looking for his uncle, which is the brother of his father. He came over here to find the gods and to make a nation of gods. So that's what's coming out. The people who come out and become a nation will be the nation of gods, and the others were given the opportunity, but they, on their own, sat down and didn't do it. So to the brother calling, who is the we? The we is the gods that be.
And also to say, Dr. Ridgely, one of the reasons why I stuck in the Ministry of Agriculture is that me personally, I have grown so much from being in the Ministry of Agriculture. And one of the main reasons why is yourself, is your books and your position on what we need to do as a people in terms of providing for ourselves, businesses, buying clubs. I mean, I didn't know anything about those things until I was introduced to your books and our conference calls. And so I have personally grown so much, and my ability to be able to offer the same to other people. And I can't say that there's that opportunity exists in other ministries. I can't say that at all, but definitely from being in the Ministry of Agriculture, I thank Allah for you and Sister Ann and the opportunity to continue to grow and to express myself in the way that I have. So praise be to Allah.
Well, I'll give you a bonus check. No, I'm going to pay you what I owe you. I owe you $39 anyway. I'm going to use your money. But anyway. But, well, thank you, brother, for that. And all praises are due to Allah. You know, it's been a struggle for us. And my thing is, I just love the believer. Okay? I love Allah. I love the minister. I love the messenger. And I love the believer. Even though we be crazy as hell, I love the believer. And I'm going to try to do what I can to help us all. So thank you so much for what you do to help us. As-salamu alaykum.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, and thank you for our listeners. Please continue to listen. Next week we will have another lively show. You are the ones to make this show lively. Your calls, your feedback, praise be to Allah. So may Allah bless you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum.
Out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone.
Alone.
I never at once felt so alone.
Alone.
I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
Not just my spare tire.
Oh.
But Lord, I ask you
oh.
to be my new force and truth.
Oh.
For some strange reason it had to be.
Oh.
He guided me to Tennessee.
Oh. Take me to another.
Way, then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more country. Fast eyes burst into rhythm,
uh-huh.
where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the road my forefathers walk, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason, it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another land, make me for
College Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me. Without the enlightenment of all my folks. Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some.